1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden in France for tomorrow's commemoration ceremony marking 80 years since the Allied invasion that helped end World War II. Back at home, the new executive order giving the president the ability to shut the border to asylum seekers trying to make it to the U.S. illegally took effect last night. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in El Paso.
This new rule is triggered when there have been 7 consecutive days or more of 2,500 encounters between ports of entry, which is the case right now. The U.S. won't open things back up until there have been 14 days of encounters with 1,500 migrants or less between ports of entry. Now, there are a few exceptions, including unaccompanied minors, victims of human trafficking as well.
AT&T saying it has resolved an issue that left customers unable to make or receive calls from anyone using another carrier. T-Mobile and Verizon say their services were working fine yesterday. Extreme heat forecast this week in the Southwest. Phoenix could hit 113 degrees tomorrow. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 3 people are due in a Madison courtroom September 19th to face felony charges connected to the 2020 fake presidential electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call suggests more people could still be charged.
I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that this is an ongoing investigation, and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are charged with felony forgery. Call denies the timing has anything to do with this year's election. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touched down east of Mount Horeb May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Beltline was shut down yesterday because a car was on fire. Madison police say they responded to an accident, and that's when the car went up in flames. One person was hurt. Traffic backed up in both directions, but this was in the westbound lane, so they were closed for about an hour. The person hurt was taken to the hospital. Fraud costs. It costs Medicare about $60 billion per year. It costs people time, stress, worry, lost work, and even their identities. It's Medicare Fraud Prevention Week.
Keep an eye on Medicare statements, view them to make sure that there aren't any suspicious claims that got snuck in with their Medicare information. The fraudsters hope that people don't look at their statements.
That's Ingrid Kundinger, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager. She says one thing to be extra wary of, phone calls. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Green Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Guerrero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. So really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their 3-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a little breezy today with a high of 77. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement, and our statewide text to win Scotty Summer Contest continues. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, objection.
I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time, Mr. Raskin.
Gentlelady, point of order.
Mr. Chairman,
point of order.
Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Gentlelady, suspend. And the gentlelady should recognize the doctor as a doctor.
Oh my God.
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut f*** Mountain where there are no more f*** ups to shut.
Okay. You know, Jody, as women, as feminists, we don't use the C word very often.
Oh no, but sometimes you need to.
But she put the in country is all I would like to
mm-hmm.
say. She is, you know, I just watched Mean Girls again.
Which
one? Mean Girls 2, because I have a lot of insomnia.
Well, there's Mean Girls and then there's Mean Girls the musical.
Oh, I haven't watched the musical.
You should watch the musical.
Oh, I think I will.
Yeah.
Isn't she that? She's so high school mean girl.
Yeah.
She's just awful.
Mm-hmm.
GOP, stunts and that's, I'm just saying, I'm giving them a
as
free
a
slogan.
Country, stand for country.
Yes. Marjorie Taylor Greene puts the in country. I get credit for that.
Mm.
She's
put that
just
on the shirt.
Such a jerk. She's such a bag of D's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
A bag of C's.
Thank you.
All right.
As it were. Thank
well,
you, Chris.
Yes.
For the gender-based correction.
You know? I don't mean to, you know, misgender her or anything.
Right. Right. It's just, you know, it's a butch bad bod beach body. What is it? Butch.
Do you want me to get the song
bleach,
back?
Bleach blonde butch body. Yes, get the song back. Why don't we? Yeah, how about if we recognize you as being a giant C word? How about that?
There you go.
I think we already have.
I think a lot of people
I don't recognize him as being a giant. Oh, so therefore he's not? Because
right.
you don't. Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, okay. On what grounds did she want to arrest him?
Oh, she's just
I know.
Nasty.
But, no, you see that a lot.
She has no purpose. She's just
right.
nasty.
But it's not just her. You see that a lot in the right-wing blogosphere. Like, on what grounds would he be arrested?
It's insane.
The policies around COVID.
That's not against the law.
Kobe tweeted policies.
Dr. Fauci graduated at the top of his class from Cornell. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the reason the FDA had to tell people to stop taking a horse to warmer during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We live in, Chris, the stupidest of stupid timelines. We will remember back that Lysol had to give a press conference and say, do not, under any circumstances, inject our cleaning products in your body. Oh, okay, and here's the not-so-funny part of it, Dr. Fauci on CNN.
Whenever somebody gets up, whether it's
a news media, you know, Fox News does it a lot, or it's somebody in the Congress who gets up and makes a public statement that I'm responsible for the deaths of X number of people because of policies or some crazy idea that I created the virus. Immediately, it's like clockwork, the death threats go way up. So that's the reason why I'm still getting death threats. When you have performances like that unusual performance by Marjorie Taylor Greene in today's hearing, those are the kind of things that drive up the death threats.
I mean, I didn't want to imagine, but I mean, this is a daily thing in our society now. Yep. Incited by Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the like, of violence against judges, you name it. Oh, by the way, I need apology music. Stephanie Miller Show has a couple of corrections. I fell for a meme. That is not Trump's probation officer, the black lady. But I can still hope that it will be a black lady.
Who vetted that?
No, that would be me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she sent it to me. I didn't. Okay. I just copy and paste and copy and
She's
paste.
My the human printer.
Right.
Like Donald Trump's person.
I don't read anything.
Right. Anyway, I apologize. That was not. But I don't know who it is. I'm just saying maybe it will be. It could happen that it could be a black lady, but it was not particular black lady. Okay. Also, Julie in Seattle, the fact checker of the Stephanie Miller Show. She's our Daniel Dale.
Okay.
The lady thrown under the bus by Senator Bob Menendez is trophy bimbo stage wife number three.
I think you did that
in 2020. She is not Alicia's mother since the NBC anchor is 40.
How many wives?
Alicia's mother
had?
Is the daughter of the first Mrs. Menendez, a school teacher named Jane. Here are some fun facts. Oh, there she is. There's the current Mrs. Menendez there, the tall blonde. She was indicted on. Oh, sure. She was indicted on federal bribery charges alongside Menendez. That is the aforementioned wife he threw under the aforementioned bus.
Yes.
She had been. Thank you, Chris. She had been involved in a December 2018 car accident that left a pedestrian dead.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Not maimed.
That's not so fun fact. That's a not so fun fact.
It's just the fact.
Regrets the errors.
It's just the fact.
Yes. I was saying, I thought it was Alicia's mother that he was throwing under the bus. And I think she has some fifis about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know if they're in contact?
I don't know, Chris. That's not my business.
Are there family?
But I would like to go out for drinks with Alicia Menendez and with Jesse Waters' mom at the same time. Yeah. Jody and I have a whole girls' drinking party set up.
So you can just...
Like, you know, girls' trip. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Also with Stormy Daniels. Who else is invited?
Yes.
On our girls' trip. Okay. This is, you know what? It's becoming a stack. I have another putting the in country.
Okay.
What is with these right-wing women? They're all awful and mean and
you grew up with them.
Puppies in the face. My mom didn't shoot any puppies in the face.
That's true.
As far as you know.
It did happen to Tippy and Dolly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not true. Don't you hear about it? They're all, like, awful or weirdos or lunatics or I don't...
Yeah.
Victoria Spartz? Have you... Pardon me.
Spartz.
Sorry,
Spartz.
I had some beans. Sorry. Victoria Spartz?
Yeah.
All right. Is that with a Z?
Yes. Oh. From Nevada.
Okay.
What? Right. She... is being investigated by the Health Ethics Committee over what staffers say is a toxic workplace environment rife with abuse from the lawmaker. She has created an atmosphere of, quote, abuse, rage, and general toxicity, according to her staffers. She has reportedly drastically slashed aides' pay in recent weeks after complaining about their performance. This is from the piece. I need that same breezy informational music.
Okay,
yeah. Just, hey, let's meet Victoria Spartz from Nevada. Is she from Sparks, Nevada? Is it near Sparks? Or where is it? All right. The common thing is for her to call someone up or to their face, cuss them out, say the F word about a million times, call them effing retards.
Nice.
Effing children, effing whatever, the current staffer said. That's a weekly thing. It's not rare. All my interactions with her have been filled with complete and total rage.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Sparks.
She sounds lovely.
Republican C word of the day. Wow, that's hard to out, you know, C-word Marjorie Taylor Greene on any given day, but wow.
It is.
Wow, wow, wow. Yep.
Well, at least she's not in the House of Representatives.
Isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
Yes, she is. That's what I'm saying. Republican of Nevada. Yeah. She's under investigation.
Oh, okay.
You don't pay attention to me.
No, I thought she
Do you pay attention to me?
I thought she just lived in Nevada.
Do you pay attention to me?
I thought she just lived in Nevada.
No, okay. She's a congresswoman from Nevada.
Nevada?
A Republican?
Nevada?
Oh, whatever. All right, listen. You two stand clear. We're going to get spartsy in here because I hate everyone today.
Oh, boy.
I'm starting with Marjorie Taylor Greene and then the Wall Street Journal. Are you kidding me with this piece in the Wall Street Journal? What, ordered by 93-year-old Rupert Murdoch? All quoting all Republicans that Biden's slipping? Oh, really? Oh, my God. Yes, he's showing signs of mental decline, according to a damning Wall Street Journal report that relies, not heavily, entirely on criticism from House Republicans. Gee, I don't know. What do you think? Have anything to do with the fact that you can see Donald Trump mentally slipping every single day at his crazy meltdown rallies and press conferences? Oh, my God. Okay. Participants in meetings have said the 81-year-old president performed poorly this time. Really? Because I just saw him on his bike this weekend and giving a very cogent press conference about the Middle East. But okay. He relies on note cards. What? No. Note cards? And move slowly. Really? Okay. By the way, someone said this morning, Joe Biden's a talker. They were talking about he greeted 24 people around a table and how long it took 10 minutes. It's like, so what? He's a nice guy. Everybody tells the same story, that he talks to every single person about how they are and what. He's an actually decent human. He moves slowly like he's... Who's the Tim Conway character? Mr. Tudball.
Tudball doesn't move slowly. It was Skippy.
Pardon me.
Well, and all,
the Stephanie Miller Show stands corrected.
Mrs. Wiggins moves slowly.
About the Carol Burnett Show.
Because of her skirt.
Well,
right. It was very tight. Okay. Not as tight as my sexy liberal dresses.
Well,
no one saw Carol Burnett's hooch, I tell you what. You're welcome, Seattle. Okay. The reporting, yeah, you mentioned this, Chris. So Kevin McCarthy said, of course, on the record, yeah, I knew him in the, he's not the same person. McCarthy said the completely opposite in private. He's such a liar. This is why he's not speaker anymore. Because even people on his side hate him because he's such a disingenuous douche. On a particularly sensitive matter, McCarthy mocked Biden's age and mental acuity in public while privately telling allies he found the president sharp and substantive in their conversations. Because he is. Oh, my God. Do they want fascism? I guess they do.
They do.
Yeah.
They're just like, you know, Trump gets convicted of 34 felonies. I know. Let's run a piece on Biden is old.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Look at this polling. It shows Biden's old.
Oh, no.
But people think Biden's... Okay. You're going to need to get my Gallagher tarp that we're traveling with now so I can talk about... This is Marjorie Taylor Greene's love letter to...
Oh, my God.
Did you see this?
To who?
On Twitter to Trump.
Donald.
Just get my tarp ready, get my... it was 300 words. She posted a 300-word love letter fawning over Trump and the quality she said she... This is so high school. What's your favorite thing about President Trump? I have several. One is how nice he is.
Oh, my God.
I mean... This is like gaslighting to... Genuinely kind-hearted and caring about everyone.
No.
Oh, is it raining? You're peeing on my leg again. I asked Pramila Jayapal in Seattle if she smells like an old gym sock. And I believe the look on her face confirms that she does. She wouldn't confirm her gender.
No, she would not. As
she smells like an old gym sock.
She probably shouldn't. You know, decorum and all.
Yes. Drag everyone to my level eventually, Chris. You know that.
Well,
look at you in the basement. Every time I call him or see him, he asks me how I'm doing in the most sincere way.
God.
And I love that he treats everyone that way. But perhaps one of the most admirable traits is how dedicated he is to putting America first.
Oh, my God.
He is literally giving up living a self-centered life, enjoying his success and hard-earned wealth to fight the corrupt and evil people in our government in order to make America great again, not for himself, but for everyday ordinary American citizens. Okay, hang on, I'm not done. And he takes all of the unfair and cruel
Oh, hang on, because we should skip, switch to this. He takes all of the unfair, cruel attacks with strength and grace and unwavering hope that through it all, people will wake up and see what's happening and join in his fight to make America great again. In all caps, because you must capitalize. That's the law. Okay, thank you, liberal Twitter. I know these have to be step heads. Someone tweeted, I think my favorite thing about Trump is that he's a felon. And he's about to be sentenced to spending many, many months in jail for his crimes. And someone else tweeted, I love how he looks like Tupperware after you put spaghetti in it. I love the way he aced every single one of those charges against him. Nicely done, liberal Twitter. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
He does. You can't ever, not even the dishwasher, you can't that if you put marinara sauce in your Tupperware. That's what, that's never going to come out.
No.
Yeah. By the way, because I've mentioned I've never done any kind of drugs, really. What, how long does it take a lifetime of, let's just say Adderall and cocaine and other substances out of your system? Like, when will his pee test be? And how long?
It would take at least a few days to get out of his system.
Oh, so we may see.
We can just cut his hair.
We may see a couple of drug-free appearances where he's sweating and.
Cut his hair. You can.
Oh.
Yeah. It lessens the hair longer than it does.
Oh. If he's not dying it. If he's dying it, it will mask it. Okay.
He's not dying.
Well, then no hair test will work then. Unless you pull it in another part of his body hair.
Oh, God. All right. Now I don't want his probation officer to be a black lady because someone's got that job. Just hold still. I have the tweezers. Oh, Jesus.
But it's about 3 days for.
Can you move the tiny Cheeto just for. Oh, God.
How can you tell the difference between the Cheeto and the hair?
Right. What if she tweezes his tiny Cheeto penis by mistake? That'd be awful. Okay, let's move on Man Meat Wednesday, shall we?
Yeah.
We have Bob Seska, we have Malcolm Nance, we have Carlos Alzerocki. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, guess what? It's Jesse with the Bestie Day on Chris's Instagram page. Go look. His gym pictures are so cute.
Yeah.
He's doing with his best friend a little Jesse pose.
That's my bestie Christian.
Right. Yes, he's a sweet boy.
Yes, he is.
But my point is, Power Life High Impact Protein. Those muscles don't, that ain't no party. That ain't no disco. That ain't no fooling around. You need some serious protein.
Yep.
Yeah, Tony Horton, P90X guy, muscly guy, got shingles, almost took a dirt nap, as I like to say. Now he is 65, feeling and looking amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise, even if it's not Chesty Bestie Day. If it's lay on the couch day, it still helps.
That's every other day.
High impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day and bam, supercharges that muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%, and you get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? Yeah, that too. Yeah, da-da-da-da. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hunky, smart Bob Seska coming up in just a couple of minutes. Oh, you know, we announced yesterday that I'm up for a parenting and child award.
Something like
something.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you're so good with kids.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Well, Shelley in Chicago with an unsolicited testimonial. My 5-year-old Steph had son in 2008. Steph, back in 2008, you know, there's a lot of things people remember that I don't anymore. Back in 2008, you did a bit about going to a black tie event that John McCain was also at and about your lack of undergarments. You said if you met the senator at the event, you would say, "Hello, Mr. McCain, I am not wearing any underwear." My 5-year-old heard this, cracked up. Very questionable parenting. And for the remainder of the 2008 election and a few years afterwards, anytime McCain was mentioned on the news, he yelled out, "Hello, Mr. McCain, I'm not wearing any underwear."
No.
Your contributions to family and children have been able to give our family solely needed laughs and humor throughout the stupidest timeline over the past 16 years. We love you. Shelley in Chicago and her corrupted
So the kid is 26 now?
Well, 2000 years carried five. Four divided by, yeah, something like that.
All right.
He was 16 years ago, so he's 21.
21.
Okay. And presumably still not wearing any underwear.
You can buy him a cocktail.
He can buy her one.
Yeah.
Okay. And at least Melissa, gay people better parents. Melissa Etheridge used to drop her kids off at school and then listen and call in.
Those
she
kids.
Didn't expose her children to this.
Those kids are in grad school now.
Yes. Okay. Bob Seska, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Democratic and 22 Republican incumbents in the Wisconsin Assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. That's according to an analysis by WIS Politics. The Republicans facing primary challengers include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Parents of students at Southside Elementary want the principal and assistant principal out. 66 people signed a complaint that was sent to the district. It alleges bullying claims aren't taken seriously, parents aren't listened to, safety procedures aren't followed, and black and brown boys face harsher discipline than their white peers. Current and former staff say school administrators were retaliating against teachers who made complaints, specifically naming the principal and assistant principal. At a school board meeting, one former third grade teacher said they've never seen anything like it.
People were coming to me daily recounting really shocking stories. I've been an educator for 10 years and have never experienced such a toxic workplace.
An MMSD spokesperson confirms they're going to use an outside investigator to look into the problem. They're in the process of hiring one now. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a little breezy today with a high of 77. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bosch, Lincoln Lawyer, and Bloodline actor Jamie McShane. And Anya Esther joins me to talk about backrooms. If you're curious what that means, join us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
don't think Gates is a conservative. I mean, and if you think about it, if there's anybody who should go to trial, I mean, Gates is one who should be convicted of the trial.
Why? Why do you say that?
Well, we all know the challenge here. You can't sleep with underage women and think you can get away with it.
He denies that.
Oh.
Well, the women don't, and so there's people in jail because of it, and I think that's a place where people should have a court. I just don't think that as an individual should be represented in Congress. I don't think the constituents would want that out.
Hello, boss. Meet Matt Gaetz. Gaetz, boss. That was Kevin McCarthy, who only tells the truth once he's out of power.
Right.
Oh, wow. That was brought up again yesterday by Steve Cohen, I believe.
I noticed Mr. Gaetz, who took you on first, is not here now. And that's unfortunate because he is living testament to the fact and direct evidence that you have not weaponized the Justice Department. He was investigated for sex trafficking, and while many expected a prosecution, you chose not to prosecute this very active Republican. Is that true? You did not prosecute him?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure how much, what is in the public record and what's not, so I'm just not going to comment on that.
Okay, the answer is yes.
All right.
Kobe said that, too. Matt Gaetz questioning Merrick Garland doesn't sit right with me because it should be the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look who's here. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, Bob, nobody does the double handy J dance like you and I together.
He's knocking on invisible doors. He's like, hey, let me in to this, whatever this is. Yeah.
Knocking on prison's door. Okay. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
See, speaking of you being cute, I keep this soundbite around just to counteract, Chris LaVoy's bastard personness and stuff he says to make me feel insecure about my age and my weight and, you know.
Stop talking about the cake.
Kimberly's sitting there looking at the video going, oh, Stephanie is so beautiful. Look at Stephanie. Do you see how beautiful she is? I go, yes. Yes, she's very beautiful. Yes, she's beautiful. Kimberly's sitting there looking at the video going,
okay, all right.
Oh,
anyway, hi. Good morning, Bob.
I love that it loops. Yeah.
Perfect. It's my ringtone.
Yeah.
Particularly
when
Chris calls. I
mean, yeah. That was an actual event that happened sitting right over there in our living room.
Aww.
Kimberly looking through and seeing pictures of Stephanie and, yeah, of course.
She obviously has exquisite taste. Let's move on. So, I mean, where do you want to start these days? Because, you know, I am so sick, Bob, of having to say, oh, well, of course he won't go to prison because blah, blah, blah. When, you know, any normal, why is there no normal? Why can we not get back to some semblance of normal? He has been convicted of 34 felonies. He has violated a gag order 10 times. He is inciting violence every day. Just your thoughts on us having to go, oh, well, you can't blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, for what it's worth, I think he's going to do some time. I think he's going to get sentenced to a little bit of prison time here.
Uh-huh.
I think it comes down to his utter lack of remorse. I think in the best circumstances, when you go in for sentencing and you've been convicted of something and you show zero remorse, in fact, the exact opposite of remorse
in
the most extreme way. But, I mean, if you do show remorse in court, they'll take that into consideration and maybe, you know, cut you some slack. But with Donald Trump, it's the opposite of that. So I think Judge Merchan, between that and his behavior, Trump's behavior in the courtroom and all the times he was really pushing the limits of the gag order, going well beyond the gag order, in my opinion.
Yeah.
These are things that are going to factor into the sentencing. And I don't know that he's just going to get off with some sort of probation.
I'm tired of pretending like no system of laws or justice applies to him.
I know.
I mean, Andrew Weissman, who would know better than you and I, said the Trump upcoming criminal sentencing. Michael Cohen received a 36-month sentence on the same two charges that are the federal equivalent of the crimes for which Trump was found guilty. But Cohen, unlike Trump, cooperated in part, pled guilty, was not the leader of the scheme. All reasons for Trump to receive a sentence of at least what Cohen got. I mean, that's just... You know, and someone else made a good point. Rick Stengel said, calling Trump a convicted felon is not mean or insulting. It's a matter of fact and law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. He keeps saying that he would like to go to prison. I think he was talking to Fox News, ranting incoherently to...
I'm a liberal helper. We're here to help.
Yeah. He was on the weekend edition of the Giggling Couch Tumors, and they were asking him lots of...
questions, and he was rambling on and on, doing his normal Donald Trump incoherent nonsense. And one of the things is, I'll be perfectly happy to go to prison. No, he would not. Everything, his entire life has been geared around not going to prison, doing everything he possibly can, obviously a lot of wrong things because he ends up making things worse for himself, but doing all the things that you can possibly do to try to avoid getting out of going to prison, including illegal activity and all the stuff that we've been covering for so many years, seems like a lifetime now. And the one thing that I keep thinking about, though, is how a lot of people, and I think this is driven primarily by the political press, the short-term memory issues that we have, the amnesia issues that we have with politics in this country are becoming staggering. I mean, Republicans right now are getting away with this talking point in defense of Donald Trump that the DOJ has been weaponized against them. And they're going to keep saying that and saying that and saying that.
Until as the president's son goes on trial.
Right, right. Well, I mean, they're going to keep saying it. And this is the weird thing that happens in this country, I mean, among many weird things, is the more Trump says something, the more his defenders say things, the more it seeps into the minds of normals. It actually does. It actually kind of oozes in, and it's hard to resist. So that's why people have become numb to January 6th and become numb to Donald Trump's colossal failures around COVID and all the other things, because that nonsense, the propaganda, the disinformation, it actually starts to seep in. And the one thing that cannot seep in is the fact that is this notion, this ridiculous idea that DOJ has been weaponized against Donald Trump. Yeah. First of all, Donald Trump was the first president in history to investigate his political rival.
Thank you.
He ordered Jeff Sessions appointed John Huber out of Utah, U.S. attorney, who investigated Hillary Clinton from 2017 all the way through 2020, all the way through the pandemic.
He lied again about that yesterday. Everyone wanted to investigate Hillary, but I wouldn't do it because that's not the right thing to. And it's like,
nonsense.
Why? And then the fact, I never said, lock her up. I mean, it's this is where we are. I mean, here's the good thing. I love how you call it the normals, because there's more of us. You said 60% of swing voters, 57% of independent voters approve of Trump's guilty verdict. So at least there are some polling that makes us feel like we're not the ones taking crazy pills, that, you know, this was a jury of his peers. I mean, you retweeted Mike Lee, who said, we can't proceed with business as usual in the Senate when Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrats have conspired to imprison Donald Trump. And you just said he's this close to ranting about gay frogs. I mean, this is the Republican Party, right?
Yeah, Chez and I, going back 10 years, have been talking about the Alex Jonesification of the Republican Party. I just coined that, by the way, Alex Jonesification. That's a mouthful. But, I mean, it's actually true. I mean, the crazy stuff that we used to hear Alex Jones say, and we're like, oh, my God, that's Alex Jones. Listen, this is so silly.
Right,
and I would do my voice, and we would make fun of him.
Right, Come on, let's do our dueling, Alex. Raytheon, tiny airplane.
Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, the shape-shifting lizard people. These
tiny tiny airplanes.
You see the fake crying on his show on the Saturday emergency edition of InfoWars. I was really hoping one of those veins in his neck would just and just burst.
Yes.
Is there ever an emergency big enough for us to do a Saturday show, Chris? No.
No.
And interrupt my bike ride?
No. Absolutely not.
No. Emergency Saturday show. What is this term? there's no emergencies in radio.
No.
Yeah. But I mean, the Republican Party has become him. They've become one and the same. Yeah. It's indistinguishable between a sitting member of the Senate and Alex Jones, my God.
Yeah. And you retweeted someone who said, MAGA, Democrats shut down the country during COVID. Here's Trump taking credit for shutting down the country during COVID. And you said, all true. That said, he shut down the country too late, then demanded reopening too soon. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a disaster from start to finish. And here they are pilloring Dr. Fauci again, right? It's just the same loop of stupid over and over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. They're going after Dr. Fauci because they don't want people to talk about how disastrous Donald Trump's response was. I mean, there were studies that looked into how incompetent his response to COVID was and determined how many additional deaths that Donald Trump's incompetent response led to. And there were many hundreds of thousands of additional deaths that Donald Trump. Imagine Benghazi was 4 American deaths. And they're still screaming about that. Republicans are.
Yeah.
Donald Trump presided over 400,000 in his final 10 months in office.
Yeah.
And it's kind of memory hold. I don't, this is, I mean, talk about feeling like you're taking crazy pills.
And you always talk about, oh, you know, people vote just on price of whatever, eggs, gas. I mean, you retweeted Mark Cuban, who said 2022 oil and gas revenues for U.S. oil and energy companies were more than double their 2019 revenues. Global markets set pricing, not presidents.
Yep.
So, you know, that these are the fights that I guess we just have to keep fighting to try and...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the things that's been driving me nuts. And I think I've talked about it here, but forgive me for repeating myself. The fact that all these corporations are jacking up prices, gouging prices, because they know that American consumers won't blame the corporations, which they should be.
Thank you.
And instead are blaming people like Joe Biden and the congressional Democrats. We need to start learning the names of some CEOs and some board members of these corporations, the same way we learn the names of politicians who represent us in Washington and in state legislatures, because they're the one, the corporate CEOs, the ones with golden parachutes, they're the ones who are really screwing us blindly. I mean, we are not even realizing it and not even looking at what they're doing, and instead we're focused on the wrong thing and establishing the wrong priorities going into this crucial, crucial election.
Yeah. By the way, just in terms of how exponentially, unbelievably worse it would be in a Trump second, you retweeted Media Matters, who said Project 2025, a plan to guide the next GOP presidential administration organized by right-wing think tank, aims to dismantle the federal agency that tracks hurricanes. You said Florida voters might be interested to know this.
NOAA. They want to eliminate NOAA.
Yeah. Trump said one of the things I'm doing is giving local police immunity from prosecution. And you said it's horrendous now. Imagine police violence against black people once cops are granted immunity from prosecution.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was quoting your great interview with Rachel Bitticoffer yesterday, just about how few Americans watch any kind of news. And that any of this stuff, you know, she said, I'll guarantee you they didn't hear this story.
Right.
Like, so, you know, that was her advice, right, was to this. We all have to do the work, friend, family, person by person, to get the word out, because people just don't. Not only are they, that was terrifying, wasn't it, to her, you know, her, when she talks about how tribal we are, and that this, no matter what, this will come down to 100,000 votes in three states. You're like, oh, God. Right?
Yes, I know. I'm just dreading election night. Yeah,
right.
But that's, I mean, it's actually true. We have to be the messengers. We can't, I mean, we spend all of our time complaining about the messaging. We'll just, we all have platforms. We all have access to social media and reasonably large audiences. We could be the messengers. We can get the word
out. And we are, but I mean,
priorities for people.
But I mean, everybody listening, do it person to person. You know, like, this is how, you know, we're in Pride Month. No, no adjustment necessary.
Yeah.
But this is how this is how the polling changed on marriage equality, which I never thought would be a possibility in my lifetime, Bob, is that in polling, it's because they knew somebody. It's because it was your sister or aunt or your favorite radio host or football player or whoever that you, some they knew somebody. So it wasn't some abstract concept. So go person to person. Talk to everybody you know. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not that difficult to do that. And I think one thing that one message that we need to convey is that voting in an election isn't about your own selfish needs. It is about the societal good. It is about the things that will benefit everyone in a democracy. It's not just about your one pet issue, which may be important in and of itself, but you got to take into consideration all the things. And I understand some voters may be checking out of politics because they're just overwhelmed by all the many things. But just pick five things. Pick five priorities that, you know, if you vote this way, we'll save the climate, we'll save humanity from extinction, we'll, you know, we'll protect reproductive rights, we'll, you know, and you can do the list and vote based on those things rather than picking one thing and rejecting Joe Biden or the Democrats because of this one thing, completely ignoring the myriad other things that are that we're facing.
And as Rachel said, all the polls drive her crazy, too. They're always wrong, and she doesn't even start till the fall, because regular Americans don't even start paying attention, you know. So she was talking about the, you know, polls out this far. Somebody, I don't know if you know, a Kimberly Johnson on Twitter.
Yes.
She sounds familiar.
Right.
Has exquisite taste.
I've seen her naked a couple of times.
Yeah.
A couple. Only a couple.
Hello.
Yeah.
In the fridge.
Yeah, so, you know, her high beams were on. Party hats were out. Wow. Okay, sorry, that was a visual. I just had
wow. I started to get distracted there for a second. My mind was wandering.
Well, and then you distracted me. Thank you very much. She obviously has exquisite taste in broads, broadcasting, and men. And Bob's.
The show just nearly faded out.
Yeah.
We're all just in this fantasy world riding horseback
with Kimberly in a perfume
hair
commercial.
Hair flowing in the wind.
Yeah. In slow motion.
Down the beach.
No, Kimberly, don't drop the red wine. On the white carpet. Okay. No, she tweeted, I just love this. She said, Republicans offer hate and chaos. Democrats offer inclusivity and community. I think that's a great. That's what we were saying about sexy liberal. Like, people love being with like-minded people. And so they don't, because this has been exhausting, this Donald Trump era. And I think people are exhausted and they feel like they're happy to know they're not the ones taking crazy pills. I was saying, like, all these flag controversies, Bob, you know, we're the only ones, like, we fly the American flag, and they can go, oh, well, you do the gay flag and the Black Lives Matter. Right, but those are in the spirit of America, e pluribus unum, right? The melting pot. I mean, their flags are the flags of traitors, right? Confederate flags, Nazi flags.
That tree flag.
Yeah, Revolutionary War flag, whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that calls to mind, I think Ted Koppel was at Gettysburg over the weekend, did a special report from there talking to National Park Rangers and asking them about, well, what do you think of the insurrection and all these terrible things that have happened in the name of something that we were fighting against in the Civil War, where there were, Confederate battle flags being carried through the halls of Congress. If veterans from the Civil War on the Union side had ever seen video, I mean, they'd be amazed. What is this? What is this technology we're seeing?
Yeah.
But they would see these Dixie flags going through the halls of Congress and be absolutely repulsed by what's become of this.
They're running on the
nation.
Past. They're running on traitor flags of the past. You know, Democrats, we are about the future. And it just couldn't be clearer. Bob, we're late because you're so dreamy. Goodbye.
Oh, good. Bye-bye.
Back in the refrigerator with Kimberly. Get back.
I'm going to go. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye now. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
I left some over for my little birthday party for my friend Karen.
Oh, good.
I got filet mignons. I got that air-chilled the chicken breast. Okay. And then I'm going to go steal back the caramel apple tartlets from you and the steak fries from Joey.
I have one left.
I already ate them. They're gone.
I have one left.
No, you can keep it.
Okay.
Because I give and I give.
Thank you.
Oh, I gave you the hot dogs, too, which you ate in one sitting, which is disturbing. But okay.
Four of them.
All right. Your dad's going to freak. That's all the stuff you get in there.
Right.
For like $89, you get all of that. 20 entrees.
Yeah.
That's insane. Daddy loves steak. Who wants to be a mama's girl or a daddy's girl or a daddy's boy? You do. Hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless variety, endless value. Truly, they have perfected more than steak, and your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Oh, someone had trouble. They have fantastic customer service. Someone had trouble with their code, Stephanie code.
Uh-huh.
They zippity-doo-dah, Omaha Steaks got them all fixed up.
They did.
Omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. You get that fantastic discount and a gift package that your dad is going to freak out over. OmahaSteaks.com. Shop packages starting at just $89 when you use my promo code Stephanie at checkout.
This is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Bye. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Fires.
This portion of the show brought to you by my general coziness. The coziness of the earth that surrounds me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cozy earth. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I used to be uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights. We are in a heat wave now.
We are.
Here in Los Angeles. We're going all over to different cities where it's cold at night. It's dry some places.
Oh, yeah.
My cozy earth jammies, they keep me temperature regulated no matter where I go. Crafted with viscose from bamboo. Who knew?
Yeah.
It regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Cozy Earth, exclusive 30% off right now for luxury. Made Oprah's favorite things 4 years in a row. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that code Miller at checkout. Bedding, sleepwear. Oh, my God, the towels. How about the, they have a crew. They have a pullover.
Oh, wow.
Everything is so soft. Plus, they get a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller. 30% savings. That's 30% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget, after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey. And choose my show from that there drop-down menu.
Yeah.
CozyEarth.com/Miller. Donna in Indiana, real quick. Hi, Donna. Hi. Hi.
No, she's watching television.
Oh, Donna. She wanted to confirm some Victoria Sparks.
She's from Indiana.
She's from Indiana, not Nevada.
Oh! So,
yes.
Oh, okay.
So the article was wrong.
Right.
But she does remain awful,
yeah.
Yes.
We're told. another Republican woman who puts the...
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time when Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and our executive producer, Lukester Mathers, joins us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.